Welcome to another message from Systematic Theology. We're studying eschatology at this time, where we're studying about the inhabitants and citizens of the bottomless pit, because God is going to turn them out onto the world during the last half of the tribulation period. Here we have the tribulation period right here. And during this period of time onward, we're living in the end of the church age somewhere. Here's the millennium over there, and there's eternity future. Here was eternity past. Here was Adam. Here's Noah at the end of this age of conscience. They did not do good. They were supposed to do good and offer blood sacrifice, and yet the world was full of wickedness. God sent the flood to drown the world and saved only a few souls and animals in the ark. Then under Noah, he set forth the responsibility is to scatter and multiply. And of course, we have the Tower of Babel. We have the division of the earth at that time and the confusion of the languages. Then we have Abraham called out during this period of time right here. We have him going into the out of the Ur of the Chaldees and finally into the land of Canaan. And we have the Egyptian bondage for 400 years. We have Moses born, and he carries Israel out of Egypt and to the point of going into the promised land. He gave Israel the law of God, which was supposed to lead them to the Messiah, God, and King of Israel. They rejected the King of Israel, crucified him, and our debt of sin was paid right there for all of humanity before and after the cross. Now, here in the 9th and the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, we have inhabitants and citizens of the bottomless pit turned loose on humanity. I want to give you some facts about fallen angels and demons. Now, it described here the faces of these beings. They were like locusts and like scorpions, and they had faces like man. I want you to think about something for a while. The face of a man is the face of a predator. The face of a wolf is the face of a predator. The face of a lion is the face of a predator. The face of a bobcat or bear is the face of a predator. The face of a chicken, the face of an eagle, or faces of prey. Animals that are preyed upon by others have eyes on both sides of their face, so they can see in 360-degree angles. A predator sees forward. You, as one of the top predators, look forward, ahead of you, not behind you, not beside you, but ahead. I mean, I can see out here with my peripheral vision, I can see about 180 degrees. A horse has eyes on the side of his head. A lamb, a goat, a deer, a cow. All of these have eyes on the side of their face. Now, that is the face of a prey. But the face of a predator, the face of these predators, they had eyes and faces like human beings, which are the top of the line. That's the top of the food chain, people. And why did God turn these horrible beings loose on the inhabitants of the earth? Now, there were some restrictions. They were not supposed to harm God's people at all. Why would God turn these wicked demons and angels loose on the human race during that period of time? I think it is mercy. Almost everything God does, he does with mercy. That period of time for that 3.5 years is going to be hell on earth. People are going to get a little taste of hell so that they won't want it in the future. Hell is going to be worse than that. So maybe God, with His great mercy and His love, shows people how bad it can get on earth, let alone in hell. So maybe some of them will repent, and we know that many do. Many of these people this time will not repent because of the hardness of their heart, but they're getting a little taste of hell already. You want this for all eternity? You want it all? You want this forever? Now here are some comments that I wrote so many years ago about fallen angels and demons, the inhabitants of the bottomless pit. All fallen angels and demons. Demons are rebellious spirits. There are angels and demons. Angels are clothed or have form. Demons or spirits do not. They seek to be inhabit human or animal flesh. All fallen angels and demons lost their original holiness and became corrupt in nature and conduct. Matthew 10 and 1, Ephesians 6, 11 and 12, and Revelation 12 and verse 9. Ephesians, the sixth chapter there, talks about some horrible things. Let's look at that for just a moment. Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the armor of God, the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist and stand against the schemes, the methods of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against powers, against the world forces. That world there, world forces, that means world grabbers, cosmos grabbers. Satan tried to grab the universe from God. Against rulers and powers and cosmos grabbers and the darkness, against spiritual forces and wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Then it tells you what to wear. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, having the shield of faith, to extinguish all of those slinging missiles of the evil one. Having the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. These are real forces that we're going to stand against now, that we are standing against right now, that affects your life today. And these are real forces. The most evil ones of these are the ones kept in the bottomless pit, the inhabitants, the citizens of the bottomless pit. Genesis 1 and 2. These are the spiritual forces that destroyed the earth. Number 2, some of them were cast down to the bottomless pit to be held in chains until the day of the tormenting men. And Jude the 6th tells us about that. 2 Peter 2 and 4 tells us about that. Revelation 9, 1 through 11 tells us about this also. They are too dangerous, the ones that are held in the bottom of the pit, and too wicked to let run free upon the earth today. And we see all kinds of wickedness in the world, don't we? People killing people in the name of religion. That is not of God, people. Number 3, some of them are left free and engage in definite opposition to the work of good angels and mankind. Revelation 12, 7 and 9. Daniel 10, 12 through 21. Jude 9. Ephesians 2 and 2. and Ephesians 6, 11 and 12 again. Ephesians 2 and 2 is a very beautiful verse. Let's go and look at that for just a moment. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the roadways and the course of this cosmos, according to the prince and the power of the air and of the spirit that is now energizing the sons of disobedience. Among them you too formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as those remaining there. Number four, evil angels played a part in the destruction of the original creation of God in Genesis 1 and 2. Revelation 12, 8 and 9, Isaiah 14, 12 through 17, and Ezekiel 28. Right here. They destroyed the earth. They made it a wilderness. The final abode of all the wicked angels and demons shall be the lake of fire. Matthew 25, 41. True justice necessitates a hell for the wicked, doesn't it? True justice necessitates a hell. Hell is necessary. Satan angels control armies and nations today and then. Daniel 7, 15 through 28, Daniel 10, 7 through 13, Joel 3, 9 through 17. And the mighty ones here refer to angels in verse 11. Number 8. Wicked angels and demons sometimes do God's bidding in tormenting people. Psalm 78 and verse 49. Revelation 9 and verse 1, 2 Kings 22 and verse 23, and 1 Samuel 16, 14 and 19, 9. Again, wicked angels and demons sometimes do God's bidding in the tormenting of people, as we have in Revelation, the 9th and 10th chapter. Number 9, they can inflict disease upon people. Job 1, 5 through 10. We ought to be very familiar with that. Matthew 19:33 through 12 and 22. Luke 9:37 through 42 and 13:11 through 16 and Matthew 4:24. 8 and 16, 9 and 20 through 35 and Mark 1:32 through 34. Demons can inflict disease and torment. Demons can cause mental disorders. The dregs of society. Demons can cause mental disorders. Mark 5, 4 and 5 and Luke 8 and verse 35. If people surrender to God, they can be healed from these disorders if they surrender their minds and hearts to God. Demons lead out in moral impurity, filthy raving. Matthew 12, 43 and 10 and 1. Mark 1, 23 through 27 and Luke 4, 33 through 36. And Acts 5, 16 through 17 and Revelation 16 and 13 and Leviticus 18, 6 through 30. Enoch chapter 10 talks about this. Sexual sins in Sodom. Number 12, demons are authors of false doctrine. Muhammad didn't get his doctrine out of his own gourd, out of his own head. Joseph Smith, Charles Taze Russell, these people did not get all of their information right out of their own hearts, but out of the minds of demons. Demons are authors of false doctrine and false religion. 1 Kings 22, 21 through 24, and 1 Thessalonians 2 and 2. 1 Timothy 4 and 1, and 1 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12. Doctrines of demons. Salvation by works. Salvation by sacraments. Salvation by knocking on people's doors. Salvation by marrying five or six wives and populating your own planet as the Mormons teach, especially what they call the primitive or orthodox Mormons that practice polygamy. Demons oppose the children of God in their spiritual progress. Ephesians 6:10 through 13 and Luke 22 through 31. Demons desire to dwell in human or animal flesh. Matthew 4:24, Mark 5, 8 through 14, and Luke 8 and 2, and Acts 8 and 7, and Acts 16 and verse 16, and Genesis 3 and 1. There's a great difference between demon possessed of field or field and demon obsessed. Demon's possession, the Antichrist shall be devil filled. In 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 12, Judas was devil filled. Luke 22 and verse 3, and John 13 and 2. There was a girl there, a maiden, and she was demon filled in Acts 16 and verse 16. Demon oppression in 1 Samuel 16 and verse 14. Demons even bothered Peter. The Lord told him, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Demons are active in witchcraft and fortune telling. Acts 16 and 16, Isaiah 41:13, Ezekiel 21:21, Deuteronomy 32:17, Leviticus 19:31, 1 Samuel 28:3 through 9, Deuteronomy 8:10 through 12, 2 Kings 21:6. And 23:24, and 1 Chronicles 10:13, and 2 Chronicles 33 and verse 6, and Isaiah 19:3 through 14. Number 16, God shall intensely use demons to torment mankind during the great tribulation period in Revelation 9:1 forward. Demon oppression is a temporary operation of demons from without, but demon possession is a more permanent operation from within the soul of men. They're real people. The devil's real. He's not an imagination. He's not a legend. He's real. And a child of God, we're all familiar with the temptations of life. We're saved by the grace of God and kept by the grace of God, but all during our life's walk and journey, we are oppressed. We are what we might call sidetracked sometime by demonic powers and influence. We all live in the same world, people, a world that is depraved. Mankind are depraved and incurably wicked, the Bible says. Mankind are all under the influence of Satan. Mankind are all sons of Adam. We all inherit his depraved nature. And if you let it run with your life, it'll be depraved to perfection. Just look and see how Satan has caused millions, billions of people to go to hell in the name of religion. Why, the Islamic Empire has killed 270 million people, but I'm going to tell you what, all of those people killing those 270 million people are in hell today. 270 million people killed, and hundreds and hundreds of billions, maybe billions of people destined for eternal hell fire because of their false religion and doctrines of demons. Mormons are good people. But the doctrine of the Mormon church is a doctrine of demons. The God of the Mormon church is not the God that we worship. It's not the God that created the heavens and the earth. It is a God of Joseph Smith and Brigham Young's imagination. Islam and Mormonism's center is sexual union. Jehovah's Witness playing with the Word of God, twisting the Word of God, destroying the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ, their only hope of salvation. The Catholic Church destroying the link between God and man, putting priest and Mary before and between God and you. There is no mediator between God and man except the man Christ Jesus. Galatians 4 says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of the woman, made under the law, that He might redeem us that are cursed under the law. We only have one hope, and that's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. You can't have everlasting life in Mormonism. You can't have everlasting life in Islam. You will have everlasting damnation, everlasting hell. Pray that God will release you from these things. Pray that God, if you're a Catholic, that He will release you from that hellish empire. And Islam, the same thing. Islam and Catholicism are twin sisters, people. Murderers, both of them. The Catholic Church murdered between 50 and 100 million people. Believers. Christians. Burned them at the stake for possessing one leaf of the Word of God. You may have eternal life. Paul told that Ephesian letter, that circular letter to all the churches and even us today, for in grace you're having been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are created unto good works through Christ Jesus our Lord. He gives us the want to and the will and the power to follow Him. Give the Lord your heart. Give Him your life. Only true happiness you'll ever have. Our Father, we send this message out. I pray for all those that are listening out there that You can deal with them as if they're suffering in the temptations of this world, if they're held by the bonds of false religion. I pray that You sever those bonds and give them eternal life. And Father, give them peace of life in this world today. We only have peace when You're following You, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.